You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
Welcome, everybody. This is going to be a fun show. Can you hear me now, Pat?
I can hear you.
Okay. My guest, they're playing the intro music, and my guest says, I can't hear you. I'm like, that's because I'm not talking. Okay. Anyway, we're good now. I'm excited about this show. We have email, gbjimschmidt@gmail.com, and you send in emails. This is a show that maybe we didn't have a ton of requests for, but it's something I wanted to do. This show, we are going to talk to the Brown County Clerk and the City of Green Bay Clerk. And the reason they are on at this time, this Sunday, is that this month until January 6th, you can go to the clerk's office and get nomination papers and run for one of the 100 positions that are up for election in Brown County. 100. And it's easy to do. I both Pat and I, and I'll introduce them in just a second, served on the Brown County Board back in 98. And it was competitive. And we both got on. And that's when we're the guys that like worked and built the trail, the jail, a few other things were going on. And we just ran and had a lot of fun doing that, met a lot of good friends. And there's 26 seats on the county board, and all of them are up for election. On the city council, of course, in Green Bay, there's 12, and they're all up for election. And then there's a plethora of other positions open throughout the county in different communities and school board and DePier and Ashwaubenon. And we're going to get into a little bit more of that detail, but the reason I'm spending all day on or all the next hour on the election process is there's a trend going on that is not good. Fewer and fewer people are running for office. And do you know that, take a guess, what percent of the jobs, the elected positions, the out of the 100 go unopposed? That means there's one person on the ballot. 67%. That's crazy. Are we really being represented with 67 out of 100 people? Not, there's no opposition. Is it the constituents' agenda or is it theirs? Do they work as hard trying to connect with the constituent? Are they sending out newsletters? Are they knocking on doors? I don't agree. I think everyone should be opposed. Nobody really likes it as a candidate because you have to work harder. But as we learned in school, competition is good. It makes you better. And we're going to talk about how easy it is to get your name on the ballot. Now, it's tough to get elected. We'll talk about that a little bit later in a different show. But today we're going to talk to the clerks about the process of getting your nomination papers and how do you qualify and how difficult is it, or quite honestly, how easy it is to get your name on the ballot and run and make a difference for your constituents and for the county or your municipality or the city of Green Bay. So, Pat Moynihan, how long have you been clerk?
January 4th will be 5 years.
5 years. And are you elected or appointed?
Elected.
Okay. And you were elected to the county board too?
Correct. We were first elected in 1998, Mr. Mayor.
That was fun. I mean, yeah. I met a lot of friends. Well, you're one of them, but I didn't know you before we got on the
Correct.
County board. And I think, not that that becomes your bowling night, it just becomes a, you kind of look forward to seeing other people. And the beauty of it is you get stuff done.
It's what you put into it.
Right.
You know, you don't have to just participate in one board meeting and one assigned committee, whatever standing committee you're on. We used to take little excursions and meet department heads and seat departments.
Yeah,
we were into it.
We were into it. That's a good way to put that. So on the county board, though, 2 years ago, I should say, and now, why are there so many uncontested races? 17 out of 26. Just people walked in. And some of those people haven't had an opponent in 10 years.
Well, some might look at the atmosphere in which we live today, it's the vitriol, that element of it. Yeah. Some people might think, well, he's doing a good job, she's doing a good job. Why upset the cart? It's hard to say.
Yeah. And we're not going to talk about term limits, but, you know, I'm an advocate for that.
Sure.
Big time. 12 years is fine. And you can take a couple of years off and go back, but it just opens.
Which I did.
As did I. Well, I should say I did that. I went from one county to the city. Tell me, if someone is in their district or talking to their partner and a couple neighbors saying, look, man, why don't you run? We need this or the budgets, taxes are too high, or I don't know what the buzz is with the county, but you're thinking of building another jail pod, and is that the best thing to do, or could we do more treatment courts and not put as many people in jail?
Sure.
You know, Minneapolis or Minnesota is the same size we are. We have doubled the jail population. Is there something we could do there? The whole court system is under the county. Obviously, the jail, and you've got county police, and you're working on some economic development. I mean, the coal piles are
moving.
The city. They're moving
eventually.
Yeah. Anyway, so somebody's interested in running. What do they do? They want to run for the county board. We're going to talk about the county board,
right? Well, for sure, you have to be committed to want it to do this. You can't just go in it, you know, half enthused, if you will.
You're in it to win it,
right? Absolutely. So, I mean, at our office, we already have packets made up ahead of time. If people are interested, they can stop down, pick up a packet. We'll walk you right through every step for your declaration of candidacy, your campaign finance, what have you.
So this packet is a how to run for office packet?
Well, it's your declaration of candidacy for whatever district in which you reside.
And you have to turn that in when?
You could theoretically turn it in the last day, January 6th, but a lot of people like to get out front, like we used to do, because
let people
put
know.
The word out,
right?
You know,
has anyone done it so far?
Oh, absolutely. Good. We've already had a candidate already turn in 120 signatures. For county board, you need a minimum of 100 signatures, and you never do just 100, as you know.
Yeah, no.
Or you'd be tossed off the ballot if you had one bad signature.
Right.
But there's a lot of interest, and we're already looking at a primary for District 2 of Green Bay, if everyone turns in.
Right.
Proper signatures.
They turn in their declaration saying, hey, look, I like this district, I might run. But yep. You're right. Then there's
Then we give them the nomination papers.
Let's back up just a little bit, Pat. So someone is interested. I'm glad to hear this. I talked to Troy a little bit about this. He was on my show a couple weeks ago, and he's not as concerned about unopposed races as I am. I am concerned about it. And I'm going to get to this a little bit later, but it can lead to some not good things, Pat. I mean, sure. you need opposition in all these races, and God knows I've had it and have it. You have to.
I've done a lit drop for you once upon a time.
You were very supportive, but okay. So someone's interested. They come in. This is my declaration. I'm going to run in District 17 or 18. How do they find out what district they live in?
We can check for them, or they can go on WISVOTE and check their district.
Okay.
Pop in their address in that respect as well, also.
And how long do they have to live in their district to run for office?
They look at 28 days for the process to vote.
Okay. All right. So that's not long.
No.
Okay.
Typically, we never see anyone just move and here I am.
Yeah.
You know.
Didn't that one guy try on the school board?
Well, he lived in an entire different municipality,
oh,
I believe.
Okay. So you have to live in your district, and then you're going to run, and then you have to get 100 signatures to get on the county board, minimum.
Yeah, 100 to 200.
All right. And so you can turn in 200, you get out, you knock on, that means you knocked on more doors. Plus, as you said, your opponent's probably going to go through that with a fine-tooth comb and try to find somebody who is not living in that district, because they have to live in the district to sign your papers.
No. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they do.
But the candidate, obviously.
But other people can get your signatures.
Correct.
But they have to live in that. No. They don't have to. The people who go get the signatures don't have to live in the district. Mm-hmm. But the people who sign it have to live in the district. Of course.
The candidate has to live in the district.
Yeah.
And the people would have to sign
right.
also live in the district.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So they do that, and then they turn it in. And
correct.
They're, boom.
Then our staff will go through it with a fine-tooth comb, as it were.
Okay. And they're on the ballot.
All right. We'll approve it, or we might have to redline some signatures. Yeah. We've had people cross over. They're in the wrong districts when they signed.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Okay. All right. So what about the campaign finance? How does that work? Is that in the packet as well?
Right.
And you can raise...
Depends if you want to be exempt or you want to spend more than $2,500.
Okay,
so you have to have a committee.
So if you're going to spend less than $2,500, that's not a thing. If you're going to spend over $2,500, what are the requirements?
Yeah, they would have to claim it. I just sent out the January continuing report just yesterday to those who already have committees. So they have to claim all your... what you intake and what you output.
All right. So, and that's something they do every quarter? Is that what it is?
It depends. There's a whole rotation through the Wisconsin Ethics Commission.
Okay.
But
so
we send it out. We don't have to, but we do.
The barriers to run, which I don't think there are many, but let's just talk about it. You have to live in the district. How old do you have to be to run?
18.
Okay, 18 years old, 28 days in the district. Anything else? Can you be a felon?
No felon.
No felon. Okay, so you can't be a felon.
Correct.
Other than that, you're
good. Golden. Knock on doors, garner your signatures, and then we'll take it from the end if you're good or not to be on the ballot.
When it comes to the ballot, and everybody's got all these studies on if your name's first or third and all that, but how does that work? Is that your call?
That's for the county board, we would. But the municipality, you draw straws or cards or however for ballot positioning, if that's what you're asking.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Yep.
It's
very scientific.
Way?
Very scientific.
You put the names in a hat and then you pull them off?
You can do that too.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So they're on the ballot. Tell me, for people who are really thinking about this, you ran for the county board. How many years were you on there, Pat?
Just short of 19 years.
Okay. And were you opposed?
Towards the end, no.
Yeah.
I was 10 of my 19, I was board chair.
Okay.
And the last 8, I was. Right,
we're going to take a break and come back. I want to talk about a couple other things on some of these positions outside the county and the city. But would you encourage someone to do it?
To run?
Yeah.
If you believe in public service and you want to help your citizens, fellow citizens, your neighbors, absolutely.
Yeah. I think everybody should run. I do. I think it's a good exercise, and you're humble.
Oh, definitely.
Some people aren't.
I've had many a door slammed in my face.
We all have. We all.
You got to be thick-skinned too. That's a prerequisite.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Unfortunately,
because people, I don't know. People listening, be nice to us. We don't want to be out there. It's cold. You know. Icy, and half the doorbells don't work, and the other half have dogs. And but anyway, all right. Well, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about running for public office. This is the time. December 1st, you can take out your papers, and you got to turn in your signatures by January 6th. And we're going to talk a little bit more how easy it is and how much the need is out there to get contested races. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back. everyone. This is Lean Local, Jim Schmidt, and our in-house guest, Pat Moynihan. Pat is the elected clerk for the County of Brown. And we are talking about the elected positions that are open at this time. The people who are serving right now, they're up for election. And there's, you can go on your website, but there's over 100 positions that are up for election. And you have to live in the district, but let's say you do. You know, look at the village, Howard. You know, there's four positions open there. Suamico, there's a couple. Green Bay, as I mentioned earlier, there's 12. County Board, there's 26. And Wrightstown, their school board has, four positions open there. The Green Bay School Board elects three people. There's on a cyclical cycle. So there's, but these are important things. Think about where these budgets, you know, this is who picks up your garbage. This is your police protection. This is your fire protection. These are where your kids are getting educated. And there's nothing more important than kids. And how's the school board doing? I don't know. If you think they're doing fine, don't run. If you think they could do better, get on a campaign or run. And it's so easy to do. Pat Moynihan just went through the process. And just for like the county board. And the problem what we have here in our community is 67% of these positions go uncontested. That means one person puts their name on the ballot and they're on. And are they really representing that district? Maybe they are. I'm not, I don't want to be critical of anybody on there. I'm a guy that's never got a free ride. I think with some competition, you get out and you work and you listen and say, oh, really? That's what you think we need? And you bring that to the party. And I think there are some people that run and oppose that are good supervisors and are good representatives, but I just don't think everyone should be. I sure as hell don't think 67% of the people should be unopposed. So go through it one more time, Pat. What do they have to do?
If you want to be a county supervisor, Well, once you've made that determination, you come down. We have packets made up. You fill out your declaration of candidacy. We give you the nomination papers. You fill out your campaign finance, and you're on your way, knocking on doors,
right,
garnering signatures. Yeah. Bring in, never bring in just 100. You have one bad signature, you won't be on the ballot. So we always kind of looked at 120, 130. Some people go to the max of 200. Anything over 200, we really don't need.
Right. So you need 100, and Celestine Jeffries is coming in next. I think for the city, it's only 20 for city council. I think the mayor's a little bit more.
School districts, municipal, 20.
20 signatures, and you're running these.
That's a lunch hour.
Maybe. And you're running these $100 million budgets and affecting the future of our community. So, and if you don't want to run for office, and they have reasons listed here why people don't run for office, and I didn't want to get into that because I don't want to scare anybody, but it is a little tough with Facebook and things, and some people aren't as nice as they could be.
Well, when we first started out, there was no social media as we know it today,
right.
And it's a whole different animal
it
now.
Is. Well, let's talk about your position, though. Besides running the elections, I do want to ask you, though, before I get back to your overall responsibilities, there's talk always about voter fraud. Have you seen that, or does that bother you? Or
I see it happening elsewhere. I don't see it here. And that depends upon if you're getting into the tabulators or machines or what have
you. I'm just thinking more, Brown County, 2,500 people die a year here, 7-8 a day, right? And these dead people voting, like, how is that monitored? Because some of these elections, and you've seen these elections, they win by 3 or 4. I mean,
absolutely.
It's small margins, boy.
Well, the municipal clerks are tasked with making sure they have clean voter rolls.
Okay.
So it starts there. And a lot of people, they'll call and say, my significant other passed. Typically, there's obituaries involved and things like that. I can't speak for the municipalities, but personally, in my role the past 5 years, have seen that. Now, prior to becoming county clerk, I was a village clerk treasurer in Ashwaubenon for 6.5 years. And we never really ran into any kind of fraud.
Okay. Well, that's reassuring. I don't take a ton of comfort, and it's happening everywhere else but here. I think sometimes we can be a little naive.
But that's what whenever you see on television or social media, it's always somewhere else.
Okay. It seems. So you're the clerk. You've had a great life. You own a restaurant and some other things. Tell me about your overall responsibilities, and then if somebody wants to be the county clerk, what qualities?
Don't want to be one too soon. let me preface by saying that.
Because you're elected, what, next year?
Well, I was just reelected last November, so I'm good for another 3 years.
Okay.
The shelf life, anyway.
All right.
Hopefully the good people of Brown County will return me when that time comes in 3 years. But obviously elections is first and foremost. Make sure they're transparent and done properly. In fact, while we do passports and marriage license and we administer dog license and a host of things, we're also the support for the county board. We have support staff to create the minutes, create the agendas, what have you. But there's a day doesn't go by. It doesn't seem like I have an open records request to deal with or bid openings. It's a multitude of things.
And you love it.
Best gig I ever got. It took me 59 years to the day, January 4th, 2021.
I'm glad you're a county clerk because I know you do you run a tight ship over there, and I think that's great. Well, look, I wanted to get you on here to talk about the ease, and you seem very supportive. If somebody comes in with questions.
Oh, absolutely. We're here to serve. I'm your obedient servant, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. Okay. Be the servant to the constituents. That's who needs it. And we need more people to run. And thanks for being here. Your office.
Thank you.
You get the address.
305 East Walnut. In the northern building, first floor, right across from the courthouse.
Pat Moynihan, you're awesome. We'll be right back. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
Thanks.
We built this city on rock and roll.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local. This hour, we are talking the elections. And as I mentioned earlier, December 1st, one can take out their papers to get signatures to run for office. And there are 109 positions on the election this next cycle. 109. Now, that's exciting. Well, what's not exciting is 67% of those will go unopposed. One person's going to go in there, fill out the thing, and maybe they're the right person. They very well could be, but isn't it better if there's two or three people running, then they work a little bit harder, they knock on your door, they send out a newsletter? And because if they go there alone, I'm just not sure they're carrying the community's message with them. But I don't know that. I always had opposition in all my races, and I didn't mind that because I had a pretty good pulse on what my constituents were looking for. And this show, we're doing two things. We had Pat Moynihan on, who's the county clerk for Brown County. Again, and one of the guilty parties on unopposed is the county board.
Yes.
17, 18 out of 26 positions go unopposed. And it's been that way for a number of years. But it's working. I don't know why people don't run. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Pat had some things, a little vitriol. But I don't know. You guys got to get over that. And there's 90% of the people are super nice.
Yes, they are.
85? No, it's 90. It's 90. It's 95. Anyway, we are going to talk about the city of Green Bay. The city of Green Bay, you are the clerk.
I am the clerk.
Yes, and you are Celestine Jeffries.
I am.
And you've got a very interesting background. Not the whole New York, Chicago thing. Just the fact that you were an elected official.
Yes, I was for 10 years.
And you were an older person on the west side of Green Bay.
Yes, that's right.
You did
Thanks
a great
to you.
I enjoyed having you on the council. And then you're not elected to the clerk's job.
No, No.
That's different.
Yes, it is. Some municipal clerks are elected. So, you know, let's just talk about Clerkland for a second since you had my colleague Pat on. Most clerks who run elections in the United States are county clerks like Pat Moynihan. And though a lot of those positions are elected. In Wisconsin, only the county clerk is elected. The municipal clerks are appointed. And so Wisconsin and Michigan are the most decentralized municipal clerk worlds in the United States. And so we have, I heard this, this is absolutely true, a sixth of all clerks in the United States are in Wisconsin. That's how many clerks we have.
That's too many. So every municipality has their own Celestine Jeffries.
That is correct.
Whereas in other places, we're getting on a different subject here, but in other places, the county runs it all.
Correct.
Okay, there's an opportunity there to streamline.
Yes.
Okay, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, you were appointed by Mayor Gingrich to be the county clerk.
The city clerk, yes.
I mean the city clerk, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What are your overall responsibilities?
Right. So three buckets, elections, licenses, and records management. So elections really takes up about 70% of my time. Elections become a lot more complicated, a lot more involved. Then I issue 26 or 7 licenses, including bartender's licenses, cat and dog license. Cat and dog license time right now, please.
Yes.
We have a new online payment system, which I'm very excited about.
So I don't have to bring Milton down there?
No. Oh. You can do it online. I should send you the link.
Okay, do that. All right.
I'll send Donna the link. So licenses and then records management. So all the permanent records of the city come through my office and I maintain them.
All right.
And then we take in invoices. But that's my three main buckets.
But you said elections are consuming most of your time.
Most of my time, absolutely. Yeah.
And what in the elections consumes your time? I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to that. There's the declaration of candidacy. There's the whole voting. There's tabulating.
Right. So let's talk about local elections, because a lot of what takes my 70% of the time has to do with my state mandated responsibilities. But for local elections, it is the three main documents which all local candidates in Wisconsin have to file: the declaration of candidacy, the campaign registration statement, and then the nominating papers.
Okay.
And so that takes up that takes up my entire month of December.
All right. So there's people listening that live in the city of Green Bay,
yes,
and they're like, you know what? I'm not crazy about the way they voted, or I think I could do a little better than they are. They're not responsive enough. I'm not getting the newsletters that I used to. There's a lot of reasons to run. I mean, to run is not a good idea. I mean, you have to have at least a number of issues.
Well, you know, but I have to say, I think that, you know, you love this community.
Mm-hmm.
You do. And I think if you love Green Bay, you should run for local office.
Yeah.
Whether it's with me at the city. The school board now runs their own races, so I don't do that anymore, or with the county. So one of those three local offices. If you love Green Bay, you should consider running for local office.
Or if you love Ashwaubenon or Alloway or DePere, they all have elections coming up too. But yeah,
they do.
For the city, I would agree in that. People say it to me all the time. You really love the city. It's like, I do. Mm-hmm. So the declaration of candidacy. So they come down to your office. They say, like, I'm so-and-so. I live on this street. I want to run.
Right. So first thing you should do is go online. And because everything that you need to run for office, I have a page, Running for Office, under the clerk's webpage. So everything is right there. All the, you know, some PowerPoints, some videos, some dates, some deadlines, as well as all the forms. So yes, declaration of candidacy, which essentially is a document that says, I'm Celestine Jeffries. I live at this address and I want to run for city council or once upon a time school board. You come down, you sign the paper in front of me. I'll give it my official imprimatur. You can have a notary sign it. This is a very important document.
Oh,
this
yeah.
tells your constituents, the community, that you are running. Second document you need is the campaign registration statement. So that says, hey, I'm Celestine Jeffries. I have a bank account here. I'm raising money. Here's my treasurer. And here's my contact information, because you want the public to know where you're keeping your money and who is helping you manage the money.
Do you have to do that even if you're going to raise a little bit? Is it?
So if you're going to raise or spend under $2,500, you still have to file a campaign registration statement and you should still have a bank account.
But if it's over 2,500, is more detail?
Correct. Then you have to submit campaign finance documents, which we won't get into.
You can you'll help them with that.
Absolutely.
And that's all on the website too.
It is.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a declaration of candidacy.
Yes.
Then this is where my bank account is, and this is my treasurer.
That's right.
And then?
Then the nominating papers, super important. So if you have questions about what should be at the, it's called the header. So here's my name. Here's my address. Here's where I'm running. Here's the election date. That's called the header.
Okay.
And so the header has to be perfect. Perfect. Or I will strike the entire page of signatures. Mm. There's some more details in there, but essentially it's, hey, these are the people who live in my district, not Aunt Polly who lives in Eau Claire, right? But here are the people who live in my district, and they say that I am okay to run, that they support me.
And
so,
how many signatures do they have to get?
For a city council, it is 20 verified signatures.
That's not a lot.
No, it's not. And for school board, it's 100. Not, like I said, I don't collect the school board papers anymore, yeah. But it's 100 for school board.
Does every municipality have that same process, the
yes.
declaration, the finance, and then the signatures?
Yes.
And you, I don't expect you to know, but so even in Howard, Pulaski, you got to go get signatures.
You do. The villages and towns are, I'm not 100% right.
How many
familiar. Yeah, exactly.
Eight. No, I'm I think there should be more. I think.
I do too.
But whatever.
Yes,
I'm,
that's right. Know. That's the state.
And I'm in the paper, but online too. I think you should look. Alloway Village Board has three positions up. I mean, if you live there and you want to get involved, and it's not difficult to do.
Really isn't.
No. I don't know why more people don't run.
It is
and
really
fun too if you're
it is.
If your kids are into it.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, here's the beauty of campaigning in the winter.
You don't have to campaign during Packer games. I know that.
That's true. The beauty of campaigning in the winter is nobody's dogs are out.
They're not out, but they do answer the door. Yeah.
But you know,
I have to tell you one campaign story. You got to hear this, Eric. You got to listen to this campaign story. I don't know what time you start in the morning on weekends. 10, 9:30, 10. Not too. You don't.
For me, it was like 9:30, 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I go to this house over on the west side and knock on the door. This lady answers the door and I said, I'm Jim Schmidt. I'm going to be running for mayor. And she's holding a drink. She goes, would you like a Manhattan? And I'm like, I would love one, but I got to go. Anyway, it was just Saturday mornings. People chill, but they're home.
Yeah, they're home. You know what?
And you got to be home.
There's nothing more beautiful, as you know, than going up to somebody's door. Hi, I'm Celestine Jeffries, and I'm running for city council. I believe let's revive the heart of our city. I mean, there's nothing more engaging than actually putting yourself out there, and so many people appreciate it when you run.
Yeah.
They really do.
They do. They're like, thanks for doing this.
They
get it.
They do.
Yeah. And what's really cool is when you just talk to them, you say, look, I want to do this in the downtown. I want to do this for our neighborhoods, you know, and this is my philosophy on government, limited government taxes, whatever. And the guy's like, this is great. And then he calls his wife and his 18-year-old kid down. Because then you get three signatures at one house.
Absolutely.
That doesn't happen a lot, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it
so,
is.
Anyway.
It is.
All right. Then the candidates come in and you qualify them and they're on the ballot. And is it the same process if there's three people and there's going to be a primary in February? The order on the ballot, how does that work?
Excellent question. So primary is a question mark always. In August, it's never a question mark because there's always a primary schedule for August. But February is always a question mark for a spring election. So in order to qualify to be on the ballot, I do a ballot placement lottery. I do it online. I do it, thank goodness, for virtual, right? I love virtual. So literally, I print names. I put them in a hat. My deputy pulls them out. I have a chart. I pick, and then that's the ballot placement order. And then there's stuff behind the scenes that I have to do. But yeah.
That doesn't sound real sophisticated.
No, it's not.
Wow. You know, I that primary thing, I don't, but I should tell one other quick story. The first time I ran, I was the only thing on the ballot. It was me and two other people. That's it. People had to leave their house, go down and vote. I thought, I'm not going to get any votes. Nobody's going to do this. Nobody knows who the hell I am. But it was fun. It's fun to win and go on. And people need to make the effort. Voting locations, that's your responsibility?
That is my responsibility, yes. And so polling locations, will be choosing them actually at the December 16th council meeting. So they will mostly stay the same as they did in 2024 with some changes, because I have to make some changes. But yeah.
How many voting locations
do we
have?
Yeah, so we will have either 25 or 26 polling locations.
Yeah, that's... That's it's not that hard to vote. And then you got absentee voting.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Sure. So so back when you were the mayor, maybe 15% of people voted absentee. Now it's a minimum of 30% every election.
Really?
So when you're going out there and you want to run for office, there's a place you go to get that voter list.
Yes.
Called Badger Voter. Just Google Badger Voter. You want that absentee list because 30% of the people who are running are who are going to vote for you are voting absentee.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I want to touch on that. I want to touch on the election process, and then I want to talk just about the integrity of voting, what your feelings are on if there is any voter fraud, which I don't believe there is in Green Bay. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, in-house guest, Clerk Celestine Jeffries.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and this hour we have spent with the county clerk, Pat Moynihan, and in studio right now is Celestine Jeffries, who's the city clerk. And I brought them on for two reasons. One is I so believe in the political system and just the ease of running for office. I think some people think, oh my God, you got to do this, you got to have this degree, or which painfully obvious, a lot of them don't have that. But just it's easy.
It is very easy.
Declaration.
Mm-hmm.
Campaign finance.
And nominating
and
papers.
Signatures.
20
and,
signatures. Verified signatures.
I mean, that is an hour.
Right. It is.
So, and the other reason I wanted both of them on, I wanted to spend some time this show this week, this Sunday, is not enough people run. And I'll tell you that you can say, well, big deal. It is a big deal. I mean, policies and the quality of service with limited competition, oversight, you don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, it's not for civic engagement. People got to be involved. They're going to feel better about it. And that civic engagement, I think, brings along pride. I think if a lot of people vote and things go well, which I think they would, I we'll talk about voting when the election comes around. I just want to talk about candidacy today.
Yes.
So, but you oversee the candidates and you're very helpful. You got a online. What was the online thing?
Yeah. It's greenbaywi.gov/clerk. So that's where you go to my page, and there's a page running for elections.
Okay.
And then I also post the campaign documents.
Right. And is it pretty much the same thing? 18 years old, live in the district?
18. You basically have to be qualified to be a voter. So if you can qualify to be a voter, you can run for office.
Okay.
And you have to live where you're going to run from.
Right. Okay. That's awesome. It's that easy. And like I said, if you go online and look at elections that between now and January 6th, you get those three things Celestine just talked about. You have to have those things completed. And you can do that. You can do it in an afternoon. But I'm just saying that it's open till January 6th. And again, I'm encouraging people to do that. It's easy to do. It's really kind of an afternoon, like I said,
it is.
An hour to do that.
Plus, it's exciting.
It is. Get your friends
yes,
over.
Yes, it's very exciting. You know what? People, our lowest turnout elections, unfortunately, are February and April. And people just, a lot of people say that, oh, you know, my vote doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you, your vote matters in a local election. Your vote matters in a local election.
Right. And some of these, and you got to get out there and knock on doors. People win and lose by 3, 4, 7 votes.
Yes.
It's amazing. So anyway, encouraging people. Hey, voter fraud, just Pat's not concerned. You?
No, not concerned. This is why it takes, in the state of Wisconsin, I mean, Pat will actually say, you know, we kind of have the gold standard. You have to have a photo ID of a certain type in order to obtain a ballot. You when you register to vote, we assure that you live at that address. So the state sends you a postcard. And by the way, the election is contained in four places: on the poll book, on the printout from the DS-200, on the memory from the DS-200, and in the ballot itself. And so four places is where that vote is contained. And there's, you know, there are reconciliation of the election afterwards. There's the state is always monitoring the clerk's numbers. And so it's very hard to fraudulently vote. The state of Louisiana did a deep dive in 20 years of all their elections. They had 30 instances of voter fraud.
Louisiana. Wow.
Yeah, I heard that at a clerk conference recently.
Wow. Because they've had...
interesting candidates.
They had a few people that didn't work out. Wow, that's... You take comfort in that. It's just a media thing then, a little bit, you think, or...
I think that people are afraid, right? Because I don't know why they're afraid, but you should rest assured that we have a lot of barriers and a lot of redundancies here.
So people who are listening, I want you to end with two things. One is you... ran for office.
I did.
And would you encourage that?
Absolutely. 100%. It was great. It was a great experience. This is how I met this fine gentleman sitting over here.
Kyle.
I met a lot of really excellent people in the community. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
I did.
And what you learn is this is an awesome city.
Yes, it is.
And you've traveled extensively. And this is. We've got a lot going on. We got a lot of potential. There's a lot to do here. But this is... and you can make it better.
You can make the city better. And if you're on council or county board or school board, you have the ability to make it better.
Yeah, well, I think not just that, but you can make Ashwaubenon, Denmark, you know, Greenleaf. Just all these places have candidate jobs that are open. So, look, I just really appreciate you coming in here.
I appreciate you asking me.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. And we're going to follow this. When the election comes, I'm going to have you back just to talk about the election process and early voting and that. But anyway, today's Sunday, and we like to talk about current events. There's only one that we're going to talk about. The Bears are in town. And
are we supposed to boo now?
Well, you're from Chicago.
No, I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. All right. You guys aren't doing very well either. And Eric's sitting in for Khan. Eric, what's going to happen today?
I'm predicting a victory. I think the Bears are pretenders. I don't, you know, they've got that schedule, but I don't think they've had to play that many tough teams.
Okay, so I used to think like that. I was in New York for Thanksgiving, came back and landed in Detroit, and there were some media guys getting on the plane and I said, look, you guys, what about the Bears? Are they for real? They said, if they beat the Eagles, they are.
There is that. And when we lost to the Eagles, so...
Yeah, I mean, and they did. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. But yeah, we're going to watch that. We're going to enjoy that. But don't campaign during the Packer Bear game.
Lordy, don't.
You know,
don't knock on anybody's door.
You will lose a vote, or else give them your opponent's name. But anyway, get out there, get your ballots. Or if you're not going to run for office, help your friend run for office and go get signatures for him or her. And this is the beginning of great things, and it all happens today. Before January 6th. So thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with Mayor Eric Gingrich. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.